either get a hold of those bylaws so we can see them, or two, perhaps have someone go out and look at, see what they're doing, if there's any concerns on that.
Would you like to look at the pictures?
The pictures in the window. Okay.
The pictures of the building itself and in the window.
Okay, but I'm not sure what the condition has to do with whether it's being used as a 501c3 or a nonprofit or to be exempt.
But he's saying it's a library. What are you going to go see?
Okay. Well, that's what I'm asking. Do you want to go out there and...
It's not occupied.
Okay. And what is your current status when you say occupied? Are you just trying to make the building so that it can be habitable? Is that my understanding?
It's habitable, but it's ugly. I mean, it's habitable. I mean, it's a mess. I grant you, it's a mess. But it's where we do all of our work. We have an office that's been redone,
and it's
respectable looking.
Is there water? Is there
water,
electricity?
Electricity. Yeah.
Okay. And the assessor wants to show us some pictures, I believe.
Kevin, I was going to ask you, when did you purchase this property? What year?
21, I think, April 21.
Okay. So it's been exempt for 21, 22?
It's never.
No?
No, it's never been exempt.
The corporation is exempt, but the assessor wants to tax the building.
I understand.
It's been on the tax rolls for Taney County up through now.
Sure.
Okay.
Much like many of the theaters that were turned into.
The pictures would be on Ulrich. You'd have to go to the appraisal tab to see them.
If there are any pictures in the file.
They've got them up on the screen.
Okay.
I would like to point out on that last picture that there's a ton of stuff that's been a result of all the work that we've been doing inside. We haven't hauled it all off to the trash, but to the dump, but we've been doing an awful lot of work on that building. And, like I say, it's where we do our business now. And most of our business is online. So it's not like we have people coming there.
I guess that part is confusing me. If you have a building, but most of the business is online, what is the purpose for the business other than housing books?
Well, I mean, the books are the books we use. Books are footnotes, if you will, on internet articles. We use the books to create the Bible studies that we publish on the internet.
I would kind of like to see the bylaws and the other things to know what the basis of the designation was and to know that the property is not going to a person. I would like to see that. We can give you the option to table it until another session is my question.
Sure.
We can do that, but is there anything that the board would also like to see or any other questions the board? We don't have to table it either. I'm just making a suggestion.
Just for clarification for me, so it's in this LLC now, and it's been in this LLC since 21?
It's not technically an LLC, but it's been owned by 501c3. Yeah, been owned by this nonprofit organization since April 21.
Okay. And in years past, we've assessed it?
Yes.
Okay. It was a biker bar before we bought it.
Appreciate your part in cleaning up the area. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think looking at the bylaws would be a good suggestion, and present those to the assessor for review, and then we can rule on it later.
It's obviously the assessors. You can go out and look at whatever they've got set up in there now. Jerry, did you have any more questions along the lines you were asking?
I don't think so. I think that'll give a little bit more clarification.
Again, it doesn't pass the Franciscan test. It has to be actually and regularly used.
And I will be able to look at that, what you're talking about, in the meantime. And I guess what I would also like to know from you is what use you – basically, it's a hub. Who's there? How often? I mean, what's it being used for right now is one of the things we want to know, too. You said you've got an office and that kind of thing, but I just – if you could give us more clarity on that when you come back. I mean, my motion would be to table this matter until what would be the next best day right now for us?
We could probably squeeze them in on the 13th.
On the 13th, would that be available for you?
Sure.
I'll have to double check the time. Okay.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Thank you, Kevin, for coming. And please, we'll see you on the 13th. Do we have a time on that right now?
I have to get with
them. Okay. Get with.
What's your name, so I know?
My name's Stephanie, and I will call you.
Okay. So you signed this letter that I got that mentioned the sign me up for this meeting. So
yes.
I've got your information.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, on to BOE 2023-144, Haladva LLC, looks like. I'm probably butchering that. What is it?
It's all right.
What's the name of it?
Haladva.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
I go by Mike Patel. My real name is Manoj.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So... it looked like my tax has increased 68% from last year, and I don't think that anything has went up that much.
What kind of property is this, Mike?
It's the hotel.
Okay.
I'm on the Roark Valley. I've been here twice before.
Behind the chamber.
So all I'm asking for is a fairness. You have some papers that I've printed up on the county's websites when you guys over here.
Thank you. Sure.
There is other hotels that is similar size-wise. It's valued at way less than mine. I mean, my mortgage... if we go with this property tax right here, my mortgage is going to be like four times what my monthly mortgage is. That's what my property tax is going to be. And I don't think that's fair. Plus, I mean, there's other businesses that are doing way more than mine. And I'm still getting hit with this much property tax.
Okay. Have you spoke to the assessor at all?
Yes and no. I was busy cleaning rooms when she called. I mean, we are small hotels, family-owned. We bust our asses off, sorry. Cleaning rooms, doing front desk, doing breakfast, everything. So, actually, luckily, my kids are home today, so they are doing the cleaning rooms so I could be here with you guys.
Okay.
And present my case. All I'm asking for is fairness. I do see that, I mean, increasing 15% from last year is fair. Comparing to all the hotels that I looked up on here, there would be the fairness. That's what my thinking is. I mean, if I think about it as a business-wise, if you look at the restaurants, I mean, Chick-fil-A, for example, does a business of $3 million, and their tax is not even compared to anywhere close to mine.
Okay. And, Mike, what value are you looking for?
$900.
Okay. And where are you getting that number? Are you just taking this as an average of the comparison?
Average as a comparison-wise, yes, sir.
I think it was $850 on the card before.
$950.
How many rooms do you have, Mike?
62.
And where is this located exactly?
I'm on the Roanoke Valley, between nowhere. Nobody can find me. Last week, somebody had to call 911, and the ambulance had to look up the address where Rosebud Inn is. That's where my property is. I'm behind the Tangers. There is nothing there. Mansion Theater is across us on a Gretna.
Okay.
So, I mean, if there's some other businesses that comes on that street, I do see that the value of property can go up. But right now, there is no business on Roanoke Valley.
It's the Redbud Inn.
Rose.
Redbud.
Rosebud.
Right.
Kind of across from Charlie's Steakhouse.
Okay, Mike, it's okay. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to hear from the assessor as to what her valuation is.
Okay. In 2021, he came in and he said that he paid $950. I don't have any physical record showing that, no contract, anything. We did send the guys out to reassess, and the value came up to where it's at. When he came with the BOE appeal, I sent Dan out to recheck the assessment to make sure we were correct in our system, and he was told, because he came in the office, we asked for the financials because we could do an income and finance, but he did refuse that. So based on the way that we did that in the 21, we were at, based on what the rates they charge versus how many rooms, he charges between 87 and 114 a night. Which means his rate would be between $25,000 and $27,000 for 62 rooms, which comes in right about where our CAMA system has it. And right now we have him, I think, at $24,392. So he's even below what we'd established for a motel that's of that type. So that's how we checked our numbers on our CAMA system versus what we charge per room at the last BOE, and like I said, it was between $25,000 and $27,000, so we're below that.
But the evaluation you have on here is based on the cost approach, and then but you also used an income approach on the 62.
Well, I mean, that the only way I could do that was the one that we did was we called it the quick and dirty way, because we based it on other people's financials, and now the financials that I've gotten in for other hotels this year have been going up.
Right.
They're actually putting money back into the business for capital improvements, which is not an expense that can be deducted.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Yes.
$27,000. I would not be even here if I'm making $27,000 per room a year. I would pay the double the tax what I'm paying right now in a heartbeat.
Right.
Last 3 years, the maximum I did is $8,800 per room.
Okay. I know, and this is a contentious issue, I understand, with people about they don't want to share their financials. But
I mean, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no, that's all right. But oftentimes from a valuation standpoint, we understand that there are factors like you're talking about, like it's behind the strip, it doesn't get the value that these other hotels get, those kinds of things. But I think that the only way the assessor can make that determination, I mean, otherwise they're kind of just left with a cost approach or comparing it to some of these other hotels, which you say are not comparable. So if you think you could get together with the assessor on that, about some of those financial values, I think that your value probably will come down, or at least it has on almost everybody we've had up here before.